From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Civilian casualties are beginning to mount as the battle for the Islamic State-held city of Fallujah intensifies. At least 20,000 children are trapped inside the city, according to a statement released by the United Nations Children Fund, or UNICEF. Carl Schembri tells VOA's Victor Beatty about the challenges facing those there.
We're hearing horrible stories about people who are being either executed or caught in the crossfire or not being allowed to flee their houses from the city center. The people we've received in our displacement camps, now almost 600 families have reached our camps, are all coming from the outskirts of Fallujah.
Witnesses say a car bomb has exploded outside the Hotel Ambassador in central Mogadishu. The assault came just hours after officials reported an assault elsewhere in Somalia linked to the militant commander responsible for last year's massacre at Garissa University College in Kenya. Mohamed Mohamed, better known as Duladin, was head of al-Shabaab's feared Amniyat unit and masterminded the April 2015 attack on the college that left 148 people dead, nearly all of them students. Egyptian aviation officials said Wednesday a French ship picked up signals likely emitted from the black boxes of an Egypt airplane that crashed in the Mediterranean Sea last month. The Civil Aviation Ministry said a French Navy surveillance vessel picked up the signals from the seabed in the search area. Authorities also say another vessel affiliated with the deep ocean search firm is heading to the area carrying with it a robot capable of diving up to 3,000 meters in order to retrieve the flight data recorders. This is VOA.